Yeah, really excited to get John signed. Excited for him to get over here, but just his body of work. He's done his 4 years of college, you know, 2 years in a row, he's double-doubled average. It was a kind of a perfect fit for us and when we started looking into him.
How does a deal like that come about? Assume someone, like I said, his record speaks for itself. He would have had suitors around across the board. So how does a deal like that come together?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a lot of, we do a lot of research. The hardest part's not being able to meet him, you know, face to face to see what he's like. But we spoke on the phone a few times and, you know, do a lot of research from coaches and scouts in the NBA to where he's sitting at, and obviously watching a truckload of tape about him. So, yeah, we're very happy to get his signature. We think it's a perfect fit for him. He can get in here and still develop his game. You know, and he's got aspirations to play in the NBA, and we think we can help him achieve those goals.
What time of night are you talking on the phone? Is it like signing someone when you can't meet them?
Yeah.
How late are you up doing these sorts of things?
Well, it's normally early. I'm an earlier bird riser at the moment. But yeah, it's the research that you got to do. Normally I'm over in Vegas and we can sit down, you know, have a coffee or a lunch and you get a feel for a person. That's the hardest thing recruiting right now, that we haven't met face to face, which we put a lot of stock in. But everyone was, you know, John's in the gym at 7:30 in the morning working out, trying to get better. And the research that we did, he's a great guy. And, you know, I think he's going to be a great match, not only our culture, but he's going to fill a very big hole that we've got to fill in our big man stock.
How hard is that one?
Does he fill the Nick Kay spot at the Open? To what extent?
Yeah, well, he probably has a little bit more dynamic than Nick. Nick was absolutely fantastic for us for 2 years, and probably a little bit more versatile with his speed and with his perimeter. And I think John gives us a better post presence, maybe a better rebounding area. Look, if he can get Nick's skills with the perimeter with the ball, he's certainly going to be an NBA talent.
Do you consider the list complete at the moment, or do you hope to be able to sign another important
Yeah, and that's something that we just got to wait. We're hoping, you know, obviously the Olympics will be on and he'll be playing the Olympics for Australia. But yeah, this the paperwork got held up with COVID happening, and so we just got to be patient to see how that plan pans out. And I suppose with the season being delayed to the start of September, it gives us that little bit more freedom to, if Bryce does become an Aussie, that we can look for an import player in that position. So yeah, we're not leaving anything off the table at the moment. Yeah, well, who knows? It could be before the season. It might be halfway through the season. I don't know. So that's something we've just got to be patient for. But just have our ducks in a row that if it does present itself, we're ready to roll.
Miles still in the country, and we've been talking to him about the possibility of coming back if that
imports. No, I've actually been trying to find him. I've sent him a couple of messages, but Miles is certainly not off the table either. If Bryce does become an Australian, we would love to bring him back, but we just have to find him first.
When do you expect John to arrive in Australia? What's the timeframe?
Yeah, look, we'll wait for the NBA draft. This is the 15th, 16th of October. So, he'll get over here. Then obviously you have to do the 2 weeks. And if we're starting in the start of December, if he's out of quarantine the start of November, it gives him a good month. Normally we've had a month lead in with new imports coming in here to get them acclimatised to the Australian culture and Australian way. So that's our time frame at the moment.
You said you watched a lot of tape.
Mm.
What excites you most about the way he plays?
Yeah, I just kept on coming back. He gets the ball. You know, he gets into the right spot, and the numbers that he's produced, not only this last year, in a great conference in America, is kind of mind-boggling. And then you compare it to, you know, the stat line of two NBA greats in his time that had the same numbers in Duncan and Blake Griffin. It was unbelievable. So it kept on coming back to there, getting the right spots and watching tape. He's unselfish. He's got a great basketball IQ. And it was just the deeper we looked in, it was more synergies we had with the Wildcats. And as soon as we found out that's the guy that we wanted, we went after him pretty hard. Yeah, well, that's the $64 million question, isn't it? It's obviously stuff that's happening in Melbourne and on the East Coast. We're out of that picture at the moment, so it's a little bit different for them. But who knows? The two Melbourne teams could move out and let everybody else play at home for a majority of the season. There could be hubs in Australia or in New Zealand. So we know one thing: it's going to be change. It's going to be constant movement. And if you complain about it, you're going to get left behind. You've got to adapt really well and focus on what you can control. And that's what we've done the last 5-6 years, and we'll keep doing it.
Is there much of a dialogue with the NBL? Do you pick up the phone? Do you just let it happen? Is it just a waiting game?
Yeah, well, I think there's owners' meetings, there's regular owners' meetings to get them updated, CEOs' meetings. The coaches kind of get left out of that, which is a shame, because we do have some good input, but yeah, they're the powers to be.
This may already have been answered in previous weeks, but have you settled on who replaces Damo as captain?
No, that normal process that we'll get our team together and we'll have a good month together in pre-season, and then it'll be up to the players to vote that in, and then we just tick it off as a staff and as a board level. You know, it's a big call. Damo was huge for us for 7 years as captain and 5 championships, so it's a big void to fill, and the guys normally work it out.